On this episode of American Shopper.
Come on.
The guys at the shop are put to the test.
Yeah, we want to have a little bit of a NASCAR theme to the bike.
Got it.
As NASCAR champ Tony Stewart and Stewart Haas Racing challenge OCC to build them a race-inspired chopper.
Thanks, guys.
Mikey continues life after rehab by attempting a grueling 100-mile charity bike ride through Death Valley.
Are you still talking to your dad?
No, not anymore. But, you know, my father knows that I love him. I don't agree with him.
Oh. What's up?
Cramp.
I want you guys to make me a real kick-ass smoker grill.
Senior and the guys put the finishing touches on an OCC custom smoker and fire it up at a New York Jets tailgate, making for some lip-smacking barbecue.
This is impressive. This is nice.
The heat is on to get the bike built, the pig roasted, and the finish line crossed.
How you doing?
On this episode of American Shopper. Ow.
We're down here in Concord, North Carolina. How you doing, Tony?
Long time no see.
Good, good. How you been, all right?
Good, good. See you, Paul.
How you doing, Dean? And we're going to do an R&D for the Stewart Haas Racing bike that we're going to build for them. Stewart Haas Racing is owned by race car driver Tony Stewart and by Gene Haas, who also owns the company that makes all the CNC machines that engineers use to make precision parts, which really comes in handy when you're building race cars.
Everything has to be so accurate. Like, if they can figure out how to make a part 5% lighter, they'll do it.
The stuff that we can think of, they can think of how to make it 15-20% better and cooler.
We just want to give him a feel of the shop and what we do. Obviously, having Gene Haas as a partner in Haas Automation, it's cool to be able to show him how we utilize our machines here to help make the race car parts. So to just kind of give him an idea of what we do and how we make these cars that go to a NASCAR race on the weekends.
Now, here's one of the spindles. This is what is in the car. This is the front
right.
suspension, and this goes up and down. Paul Sr. has quite a bit of our equipment, and he's used our equipment to build an awful lot of the Orange County motorcycles.
You guys do really high-tech stuff like we do, you know, and we do a lot of custom one-off stuff. And if you need it, you need it right then and there, you make it. But it's the same thing. Everything's got to be precision, you know what I mean? You know, technology is everything today, and with the machinery that we do have, we're able to do the things that we do and be able to build the bikes that we do. So these guys pound out all this metal here then.
Yeah, a lot of people think that these are fiberglass cars, but except for the front and rear bumpers that we buy,
right.
They actually hand fabricate all the sheet metal. Yeah, that template, you have to be within a 16th of an inch of that template.
That's why you'll see the template grid up here is those guys are
right.
always constantly yep. figuring out how they can stay within the rules, but at the same time, have the variants that they want, depending on what the crew chief's looking for. We actually physically build the bodies of the cars here, make the body panels, and make the shape of the car to meet the NASCAR specifications.
Oh, this is the test. This is that a...
This is the 7-post shake rig.
Now, this is computerized, too, so it can detect anything that's dysfunctional?
Yeah, the shake rig is pretty cool. It's neat to go in there, and you're basically watching a cup car that's bouncing around. And what it's doing is it's a simulation program of what these cars go through at all the different tracks.
Utilizing the 7-post rigs like going to the track without having to go to the track. So at the end, it actually saves the team money because you don't have all the travel, you don't have the expense on the cars.
I thought the R&D went rather well. You know, Tony has been doing this for a long time, and Gene Haas has been in the machine business for quite some time, so it's a good matchup. You know, we'll give you some feedback on some stuff, but I think that it was real helpful going through the operation over here, seeing how you do things. So
it was really great seeing Paul here, and we gave him a lot of input, and we want to see how he's going to take that input and turn it into a motorcycle. Yeah, we want to have a little bit of a NASCAR theme to the bike.
Got it. All right.
Thanks, Paul.
Yeah, try not to screw this up, all right?
You know me.
I think what we want to see with the bike is just a little bit of a combination of the NASCAR feel and the OCC feel and seeing it blended together, especially with the technology of the CNC machines and how we can make cool parts, how they can integrate that into the bike would be pretty neat.
A few weeks ago, we started to build a deluxe barbecue grill for a guy named Tailgate Joe. He was looking for something totally over the top, so he came to us. We don't usually do stuff like this, but Joe's a cancer survivor. And he's going to use this grill to raise awareness for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. How many miles of well did you do so far?
I don't know, a lot.
The progress on the grill was kind of slow. You know what, Tommy? To be honest with you, you got that. Believe me, there's so much overkill on this, it's ridiculous. Trust me when I tell you.
I know.
But sometimes I think the guys get a little carried away, and maybe they overdo it. So there, you know, there's places where I really have to reel them in a little bit. You know, overall, it's going to be like a bike that we build, you know what I mean? The end result's going to be crazy, but I'll tell you right now, there's more time in that cooker than it is to build a bike, to fabricate a bike and put it together. This is a cool project, you know what I mean? I get to do some welding. I thought I liked it, but it's getting to the point where the welding's getting old. She's all yours, Tom.
All right.
Man, I pity you. I still think there's quite a bit of things to do yet. There's still some things to straighten out.
Tommy, I don't think it's the bottom one that's warped. I think it's the top two. The bottom one's straight.
And once we get the fabrication finished, we still got paint, assembly, and whatnot. So getting things done for Joe's tailgate party for this weekend, it's going to take a whole lot of overtime. And that don't make me happy one bit.
Welcome, Michael.
Furnace Creek Ranch. Oh, my.
Andy and I are in Death Valley, California. We flew into Vegas yesterday, then got to rent a car and headed out.
Hi, welcome to Death Valley.
Mike Tuttle.
Lindsay, nice to meet you.
I'm here to ride in a charity event for the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. They're an organization that I learned about after a good friend of mine named Matt was diagnosed with the disease. In the past, I've raised money with an art auction and a walkathon, and now I'm going to see how many miles I can pedal in this desert heat.
Next step, bike assembly.
Let's hit it.
Do you know how to put this together?
Not really.
Michael and I grabbed the bike out of the back seat after registering, brought it behind the registration tent, and tried to put it together.
This is gonna be easy as pie.
Oh, sure. Taking a bicycle apart's a lot easier than putting it together. And I could tell you that because it was a lot easier to take apart than put together.
Yeah. Mikey.
Hey.
What's up, man? Welcome to Death Valley.
How are you, buddy?
This is my coach, Lewis.
This is my strength and endurance trainer.
Right,
and this is my riding coach, Andy, my cycling coach.
Yeah, so I walked up today, and there were bike parts everywhere, and they were trying to put the bike together by themselves. And I think Andy has done a great job of motivating Mikey, and I think his heart's in the right place. Not really sure of his qualifications to actually train Mikey for this event. Did you ride any over the past week?
Not as much as I should have. Okay. I'll be perfectly honest with you.
Honestly, he's not prepared physically to do this. Mentally, he's probably one of the most capable athletes I've ever worked with. You guys want to continue to try and build this, or should we call an expert?
Well,
I mean, I know you can do it.
Yeah.
But why don't we just I guess we can ask one of our mechanics to help us out with this, and I'll lug the seat over, and you guys carry the pieces, and we'll get it built for you.
Once we got the bike in working order, Lewis asked me to go throw on my riding gear, and we went for kind of a test ride with my bicycle just to make sure that it's sound. See you in a bit, Andy.
See you in a bit.
Goodbye, gentlemen.
Oh, the total distance of the JDRF ride is 100 miles, but my plan tomorrow is to go 17 miles to Badwater and back. So I'm really glad we took this test ride today. You know, even though we only rode a couple miles, it's gonna give me a good idea as to what it's gonna feel like tomorrow.
So what'd you think?
You want my honest opinion?
Yeah.
It was hard as hell.
I think today went well. We introduced Mikey to Death Valley. I think he got a dose of reality today on the ride. I went back and checked the temperatures. It was 102 while we were riding. So this is not a game. This is serious stuff, and he's going to be challenged tomorrow physically and mentally to finish this thing. And, you know, my primary concern as a coach is to make sure he does it safely.
I have to go rest. I'm shot.
Go take a shower, man.
But it was good. Thanks, Coach.
See you in the morning.
All right, dude.
Yeah.
What are we doing?
Come on. So today we're starting the fabrication process of the Stewart Haas Racing Team. It's Tony Stewart's team and co-owned by Gene Haas from Haas CNC Machines. Custom exhaust, custom sheet metal. Basically, they wanted a real long and wicked-looking bike, something to toy around with on the racetrack. So what we set out to do is make it as radical as we could. Look how open this front end's going to be. You're going to see nothing but motor because these ears will be gone.
If this is going to go, what's let it go now?
How would you cut that, man?
I mean, I'd cut it with a torch.
Yeah, you torch it. I think that'd be the most fun. I'll get the marshmallows.
Where are you going?
Well, just over here.
One of the things that we had to do first was we're using mid controls instead of forward controls, and the frame was built to have forward controls, so we had to cut them off. The material is pretty thick, so with a cutting wheel would have took forever, so basically I decided to cut it with a torch, which I haven't used in a while for precision. Yeah. I thought it came out pretty good, but I was a little bit nervous about it.
All right, grind it.
You know what? We're going to do our best today to get this into a full roller and basically prep the work surface for the great Rick Petco.
Get the wheel up.
You got it.
Just throw it.
Where do you want it?
Now, this goes like this. Then the rotor. Something's weird here.
Oh, we need a spacer in there.
Right,
that's
okay.
A 3/8 offset.
Okay.
I'll go get one.
Yeah.
Hey, I'll be right back, fellas, all right? Keep up the hard work.
I'm glad I wasn't his father.
Also, Jim Quinn's going to have to pull through for us and get us some parts to make it all come together.
Mike, you got a second?
Yeah, sure.
Johnny, what's up, Jim? Got to go over what we need to make for the Haas bike here. Jason got us the designs today for the Haas bike, so I brought in the plans and showed the guys what we need to get going on. Okay, obviously wheels, we're doing custom sprockets and rotors. We got a Haas air cleaner. You know, I've been using Haas machines for a long time, probably over 20 years now. That's what we've been using to do all of our CNC work. We're gonna do grips. The grips will probably do kind of that bellied out shape.
Okay.
And then we'll use the rotary fourth axis and flat them so that they have some grip to them.
Gotcha.
In the shop now, we have five different Haas CNC mills, all different sizes, and really just the variety of equipment has really helped us out.
These machines can turn a piece of metal into virtually any shape we can dream up, whether it's an elaborate rim design or a custom motor part. And that allows us to make pieces that you really just can't make by hand.
On the fly, real quickly, we're able to turn it out.
Stewart Haas, front wheels, select program.
And then we have two lathes, and those are for doing any of our generically round parts. Hand grips, foot pegs, exhaust tips, pulley spacers, you know, anything that's a generic round part would come off of those machines. So really, we have kind of across the board a little bit of everything that Haas has to offer here in our shop, and it really gives us the ability to make just about any part we need to make. From the onset, I knew that these machines would make us capable of making far more than we ever dreamed of.
We don't have to rely on off-the-shelf parts and shipping delays anymore. We can make each piece custom, and I think that really reflects in the designs of our bikes.
You know, things are going pretty smooth at the shop. Not that we don't have a lot to do, but there's a few things that we're waiting for, and we got enough guys back there to handle what's got to be done right now. So I've been wanting to take my alpacas. I have two of them in the front part of my yard here, and I think they'll be a lot happier in the front there. So basically what I'm doing is I'm building a shed so we can put the llamas up there.
I mean, you should have it a little bit pitched in the front, come down in the back, so when snow gets on there, it comes and falls down the back, not in the front. Correct?
You know, I went down, got all the lumber, and then I got a hold of Beth and asked her to come up and give me a hand. Do you have a gap in that side where your hand is? Listen to me. Listen to me for a second. Move it out this way. Put it up against the backboard. Easy. That's it. Keep it there, then slide it till it touches.
We tend to do a lot of projects that come up around the house, and Beth is always eager to get involved. So when the shed project came up, she jumped right in.
Listen to me. Just tap it out that way a little bit.
Where do you want me to tap it? Because last time you tapped it over there, you want me to tap it right
here? I want it square. Yeah, because you...
That's what I'm saying.
Let me screw your hands.
One of my defects is that I get frustrated, like, instantly. So it is kind of hard to work with me.
Are you pretty close?
I've got that much.
It's pretty close.
It's like there's a space in between.
How the...
I'm not good at math, by all means, you know. However, he did come up short on some of those boards.
Let me see. That's too much.
Well, I said that was about a quarter of an inch, didn't I? It's not gonna be perfect. He's not a carpenter, so we'll just let it go. Let's just hope for the best.
This thing is so wrong. Why is this thing on a pitch? These are supposed to be straight.
The front is going to be more flimsier because it's going to be an opening in the front. You understand what I'm saying?
I think the thing that pisses me off the most is when she's right. And I think the majority of the times that she is right, and I'm not too keen about that. This is going to be a pain in the ass.
Ready?
Yeah, I got the pre-nerves, but it's good, man. It feels great. You know, I'm a little nervous, not as nervous as I was yesterday. You know, this is the moment of truth. And, truth be known, I'm going to give it my all. My goal for the race is to make it about 17 miles to the first checkpoint, then turn around and make it back. If I can do that, I'll consider it a success.
You ready?
All right, let's get it. You know, it was really nice for me to branch out on my own and do this away from, you know, Orange County Choppers and my family, who I've been so attached to for events like this for so long. And I really kind of feel like a nice solo act, Justin Timberlake-ishly.
You still talk to your dad?
No, not lately.
Those things have a tendency to work themselves out.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Give it a little space and time.
But, you know, my father knows that I love him. Never hesitated to tell him that. I don't agree with him.
Yeah, it's okay.
I don't
to disagree
with pretty much everything he does.
Part of my job is to keep his mind off the miles, and they just tend to click by. So we've talked about everything from family to business to pumping gas in New Jersey. So it's been a great ride, and we've learned a lot. I'm looking forward to the next couple hours on the way back.
Go get him, Mike.
Thanks, guys. Good luck.
Any left? Good luck, guys.
Yeah, good luck. Oh, here we go. One pedal at a time. Lordy, Mom. It wasn't that bad. We're here at the original halfway point, Badwater.
It's all right. I think we should push on. Trying to at least get 50 miles instead of the 37 we talked about.
Absolutely. And, we were originally going to turn back after this point, but I think we're going to go a little further because I really feel good.
So let's grab some water and some food, maybe go to the restroom, and we'll get back on the bikes.
The goal now is the 50-mile point. So I believe we're going to go another 7-8 miles and then wrap back around and head back. Wow, that is beautiful, man. Yeah, we want to start putting some torque to the ground.
Let's do it, man.
All right.
I went to bed somewhat concerned last night that Mikey would be able to even make it out to Badwater, which is only 17 miles away. But he woke up this morning and rode like a champ.
I think they like us.
I think so, man. Wow. A hero's welcome. This is the distance where if I had gone to Badwater and back, I would have been finished with the run by now. So I'm very happy with my performance so far, but it was a long road ahead. Yeah, this is the original mark, right? Badwater was 17 miles?
Badwater was 17, and we'd originally planned on just going there and turning around.
So instead of Badwater and back, it's Badwater and then some. I don't want to pat myself on the back just yet, but I have attained my goal right now, and I'm very happy with myself. And I guess the rest are just bonus mileage. So I really feel good.
Good?
Yeah.
All right.
You know, the heat going back is going to be a lot more. Sun's rising. It's getting to a hotter point in the day, and there's a lot more uphill. So it's definitely not over yet.
16 miles to go. We can do this in less than 2 hours.
Okay.
All right?
You know, I was really pedaling as hard as I could. I felt good. I felt hydrated. I felt limber. But my legs just cramped up from muscle failure.
How you doing?
Oh, boy.
All right.
Now.
All right, let's try it.
Ben.
I knew when we left and you had the first cramp that one of two things were going to happen. We were either going to work through them or it was going to be the end of the day. You've achieved the mileage that you set out for, and I just don't think at this point it's in our best interest to go on the bikes.
You know, I'm kind of disappointed. I really wanted to crank out the last 14 miles on my own merit, but it's just what it is, and I've accomplished more than I set out to, and I feel pretty good about it.
So we'll roll towards the end, and we'll finish across the finish line, because you certainly have earned the right to do that.
I certainly want to.
I mean, I know it's disappointing to you, but I think it's the right thing to do now.
I will be transported in a motorized vehicle, and I think the last hill towards the finish line, I'm going to try to cruise and just coast through, because I really want to pass the finish line on a bike.
So, shall we?
Yes.
Let's do it. You know, I recognize Mikey's will to finish and his mental ability to will himself through some tough times. So I've been impressed with his fortitude, and I'm happy to call him a friend and a fellow cyclist.
Yeah, Mikey! Captain Lou!
It was really nice crossing that finish line. Andy was there screaming his head off.
It's just 39.8 miles. Nice work.
I got just under 40 miles, and raised awareness for juvenile diabetes as well as funds.
We're being knighted here? What is this?
I really have to say this is one of the greatest experiences of my life. But I think most importantly, right now, I think my friend Matt is probably sitting up in heaven smiling at us right now. So I feel good about that.
Oh, nice job, guys. Amazing. Thanks for taking care of him, Lou.
My pleasure.
Yeah, thanks, Lou. You're the man.
Here we go.
Hey, Christian, can you help me move this? I'm starting to work on the tank on the Stuart Haas bike, and it's going to be a really cool tank. It's going to be quite large. It's roughly going to be about 3 feet long. It's going to be probably one of the longest ones we've ever done. And then the bike itself is going to be long. It's probably a good 10.5 feet long. And I'm really just started just drawing it out on the, you know, with the frame up on the lift, just with paper, just tracing out, seeing exactly where the frame sits and just how I want to make the tank.
Let's see what we got here.
And then just start working back from there. Do the tank first and work back to the rear fender, seat area, and all that stuff. Okay. It's going to be interesting making it. It's going to be quite a few pieces of metal. This one might break the record for the amount of pieces actually in the tank.
Instead of putting a rear fender all the way around the whole rear tire, since it's going to have another one under the seat also for like a subframe part, I'm going to make it just be on one side and then come down the middle and join in the bottom.
Hey, Mike, what do you got there?
How are you with this one here? You happy with this one?
Yeah, that one's cool.
So you're happy then?
Yeah, I think it's cool, man.
All right, cool. Let's do it.
It's different, you know?
Yep, let's do it.
We'll call it the comb over.
It's the comb over. That's what it looks like. It does look like a comb over. I think it'll be a little bit different. It's something that we've never done. You know, usually we cover the whole rear tire or we put it on both sides symmetrical and just want to step out of the box a little bit here and do something a little crazy.
Working on the gas tank again today. Got pretty far. I got everything, all the sheet metal work's done with it. Just did a couple extra pieces with it that I wanted to do, and it's coming out really good. You know, doing a tank this big, it just fits the bike really good. Now I'm going to move on to doing the seat area. It's going to be like a seat and a rear fender section all in one. It's going to be quite entailed, I'll say. There's going to be just a lot of sheet metal stuff I got to do there. We're getting down on the wire. We only got a couple days to actually finish the bike, and I know I'm just going to probably take at least 2 days or a day and a half or so just to get this back section done. And then we still got to do the exhaust and the handlebars, so I have to see what happens. But sheet metal works, it's going to take a while. Got the gas tank all done, got it all mounted up. So I want to get working on the back section of the bike. It's kind of like a seat, fender kind of section. It's all going to be pretty much part of the oil tank itself. Just make this a seat here. I'm just starting to work on that and try to get the seat figured out and just really try to get a good placement for the seat height itself. And I'm just seeing, you know, how it's all going to work out.
Rick, you working by yourself?
Yep.
You like it that way?
Sometimes.
Yeah? You want me to work with you?
You want to help?
You want me to?
You seem like you got your own project going on over there. You're working by yourself.
I just want to check you out. I don't think you're...
Hey, you.
I don't really think you want me to work with you. I think you're just saying that.
You can.
Be honest, though. What would you do, rather work with yourself or with me helping you? Be honest. Mm. If you lie, I'm going to hit you in the throat.
Nah, by myself.
Okay. That's better.
Kind of give it almost like a dirt bike kind of look in the back of the bike. A lot of clearance. There's no suspension, but there's be a lot of clearance there. And then I think we're going to run two exhaust pipes up through in between like the fender and the tire itself. So which would be, that'll be really cool.
The bike's coming along real good. It's a really sharp bike, real different looking, which I like. And the only thing left to do is the handlebars, which should be a piece of cake.
Watch your fingers.
The grill is finally back from paint and ready to be assembled.
One, two, three. Watch your feet.
Yeah, I think we're just about right at that point where we're ready to stick a pig in that cooker finally. They got it loaded on the trailer today, attached the box that takes the wood in there.
What holds it there? Just wait?
No, we have to weld it in.
Slow, slow, slow.
All right, lower down nice and easy.
And also attach the actual cooker to the trailer.
Thing's cool, man.
What, do you still gotta weld the box to it, Jim?
Yeah, we gotta weld these two together and we gotta weld both of them to the trailer. You know, this grill came out beautiful. I think, you know, it looks really professional, which is what our goal was, to make a professional competition smoker. And, you know, it has the OCC flair with kind of the stainless steel chrome accents, the motorcycle hand grips. So it's a really sharp piece.
All right, looks good. All right.
I think this really fills the bill. I think Joe's going to be pretty happy and really can't wait to get a pig in it.
Handlebars, man, it's such a pain. It's this angle, this base. I hate handlebars. And we're doing fat handlebars because
it'll look cool.
Okay. All right, there's our handlebar.
What do you think?
I hate handlebars, man. Today I came out and gave Mike Amorati a hand with the Stuart Haas racing bike. We got the exhaust all put together yesterday. Today we were just working on the handlebars. And handlebars, they were turning out to be like this real big, cumbersome-looking contraption, I guess.
You know, you're working with the wrong guy, man.
He's all right.
No, he's not.
He's just...
No, you're not. No, you're not.
I'm with him on this one, Mike.
He doesn't fabricate with me.
Jason's out of his office. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, because when Jason gets involved in something like that, it goes on and on and on, and eventually... somebody wants to kill him, more than likely me.
What size pipe is this, dude?
1.5 inches, dude.
Bigger's better, they said.
Bigger's better. I think it's not, cool. Not all the time, it's not. Ask my wife.
I don't get it.
And I think Jason wanted to bend some 1.5 inch tubing, which I didn't think looked too good.
Yo, listen to me for a second.
I'm listening.
You had a set of my 1-inch bars out here that I made with the little zag in it.
Uh-huh.
Those would look good on there.
All right, go grab them.
You know what I'm talking about? You had them out here.
I knew there was a set of handlebars made in the back there.
So they went back there and they got it out.
These?
Mike, you had them out here, Mike.
No, they're not them. Come on, you had them out here, jackass.
Those aren't them, but they're just as good.
Oh, that's not them?
No, but these are already done.
This is the other way up.
Mine were 1 inch all the way. These are inch and a quarter. Put these on here.
You know, the bars are important. It's a minute piece compared to all the fabrication that's on there, but it also completes the line of the bike. So I think that those drag bars on there give it the flow that it needs.
It ain't bad for me.
That's perfect.
What do you think, Jason?
They look perfect.
I love it.
I think
we're on to something.
Having those bars already made saved hours and hours. So it's a blessing that those bars, everybody was happy with those bars. And it seems like that me and Jason are on the same page today, which is very unusual. But I'm not going to complain about it.
You know, me
and... Right. Hey, you come up with a plan
today.
You come up with a plan.
You got along good today.
It's what's scary. I think it's cool. I mean, if it fits the bike, it fits the bike. I like it. And this time it's the easier way. And, you know, we got lucky on that one. I mean, that's pretty much it, right?
All right, cool, man.
Booyah. That was a lot easier than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, that is a lot easier.
Holy smokes.
Today we're doing the assembly on the Stuart Haas racing bike. It's got to be one of the longest bikes we've built.
That looks nice. They did a nice job with that.
Mm-hmm.
It also has this oil tank seat combo that's off the wall.
This tank is heavy.
And the tank is huge.
Hey, tank is a lot.
This is a big tank, huh? Looks awesome, doesn't it?
It sure does, man. Rock and roll right there.
You ever meet Tony Stewart?
He was at our old show.
Remember that?
Yeah.
He's a funny guy, man.
They should let us race their car one time in a real race.
I did that. No, not in a real race, but I did it one time. I got motion sickness going around in turns.
Really?
Yeah.
Let's throw a car's haul ass out.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. They're like 800 horse, aren't they?
My daughter gets motion sickness, but she's four.
I think when I was little, I kind of grew out of it.
What are you saying, Nick?
Said she's four, and she's a little girl.
That's what I thought. Right? Got her? Well, the cool exhaust now.
Yeah.
Beautiful thing.
You know, I'm here with Nick and Christian this morning. We're trying to get the Haas bike all buttoned up. And, you know, it's Haas. For me, I'm not going to not be a part of the Haas build. So here pitching in any way I can, letting them do their thing and just being an extra set of hands when they need it. Hopefully Tony and Gene Haas will be pretty happy with what we've done. I know, you know, we used the NASCAR themes throughout wherever we could with the wheels and the feel of some of the components. And then Haas, you know, every part on the thing that we've made is machined on the Haas machine. So what more can you say about them?
You know what? Christian, if you wait 2 minutes, that wheel will be off there. It'll make life much easier.
All right. You should be able to get at it a lot better.
As usual, it's always kind of a little hold up with something.
See you Monday, right?
All right, we'll see you.
Me, Nick, and JQ are going to button up all the loose ends and load it up in the trailer and send it to North Carolina. And Senior's going to test ride it down there.
So we're here in L.A. at Bamboo Pets. They're a manufacturer of high-end pet products. I have a meeting to pitch a line of dog toys that I came up with. And, you know, I think Bamboo is the perfect company to partner with.
So welcome to the Bamboo conference room. And I'd like to introduce you to Mark Tebby and
hey,
Thomas.
Guys.
Hey, Paul.
These
hey.
Are two of our nice product Paul. Designers.
Nice to meet you.
I've known of Paul Jr. for a very long time, and I was thrilled to get a call. I thought, you know, what a great idea. I spoke with him on the phone and found out how passionate he was about his pets, and that was really the driving force behind the idea. So I just thought it made great sense to have him come out and have a meeting with our team.
Well, you know, all this started really because we have two dogs, and they're like our kids. So for me, this is something that I'm very passionate about, and, you know, we came up with something that we love, and we hope you guys love it too. I'll show you the basic idea. These are the characters. All right, it's my Wime and my Ridgeback, and it's Abraham and Isaac is their names. You can see one of them's more of the ranch guy, and one of them's more of the fabricator, and that's like the idea, you know?
And the name of this whole thing is gonna be Paul Jr. Designs Chop Shop. And then it just goes to different chew toys, like a belt that you would get, you know. This is a chew toy that they would fight back and forth.
Do you see
with.
This? The idea is like spare parts.
Yeah, yep. Spare parts.
I love
off
it. The
hot
chop shop.
Yeah,
that really.
That's a totally good win. A chop shop.
Yeah, exactly. Chop shop is the key thing. You know, this is just basic. This is just very initial stuff. This is probably one of my favorites right here, which is the rear view mirror with the fuzzy dice. But you know, these are pull toys and chew toys. You know, we mixed it up nice.
Yeah, and the dice can pull back and forth.
Yeah, where it doesn't rip the material too bad. The whole idea is these guys had a dream to have a chop shop where they build these hot rods, and these are all the parts and the things that go with it. I think I talk too fast sometimes because, you know, I get very excited. I'm very passionate about what I'm doing. But I just think packaging, like leaning up against the car, I felt like Rachel kicked me under the table for a second because I start talking like, you know, getting ahead of myself. So what do you think?
So I think the idea is great. They just made sense. I mean, it's who he is. It's using the things we do best, the materials we use, the construction we use, you know, and I think the story piece, it's what really ties it all together. And I think that's the kicker. That's what's different than what's out there today.
I like the idea. I think it's really cool. It was kind of funny because I was trying to imagine what you were going to present, you know, and so it's really cool. I love the rear view mirror. It's just pretty cool.
I just think the chop shop is just a really, yeah. It's catchy. People get it. They'll associate it.
Yeah. You know, I think it was very well received. I think it was a very original idea. And the next step is I think maybe we'll get some prototype stuff going and see how it does.
You know, we'll look at getting at least one or two done to see what they look like. And then, you know, work with you guys and see what the next step is from there.
All right, great. All right, cool. Well, thank you. I'll leave the drawings so you can pass them around. Coming out here just makes sense because it seems like the right thing to do, a fun project, and something for Paul Jr. Designs, and I think you'll start to see diversity. You know, it takes some time to get this stuff off the ground, but for sure, I'm enjoying myself. Thank you guys
Absolutely.
For the opportunity.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Great.
All right, let's get set up.
How you guys doing?
How are you?
Good. How are you? Nice to meet you. We're down here at the Meadowlands, and we're going to unveil the smoker to tailgate Joe.
Big guy.
Hey, what's up, buddy? It was really a lot more work than we expected. It's not like building a bike. It's probably harder. But it was worth it, because I know Joe's going to love it.
What's up, buddy? This is it.
All right.
What do you think, huh?
Looks...
Handlebars.
This is impressive. This
you
is
got
nice.
Handlebars?
The smoker, it's fantastic. I was expecting something really cool. I was expecting something that really stand out. That's really what I asked him to make for me. But this even goes way beyond that.
It's like 2,000 hours. And ask Tommy how much welding he did on this.
And, you know, I'll turn a lot of heads coming into the stadium. This is going to really help us raise awareness for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. And that's just what we really want. So we're real excited for it.
Can we open this?
We can.
Yeah, open both.
Are we going to get full of...
Flip them all the way open, Tommy. Just go for it. We'll pull the pig out. I think he's ready.
Nice. It comes with the pig, too. How about that?
Hey, you know what? We always do a trial run of our bikes before we do it. So we did a trial run for you here.
Yeah, the way they set it up, it's just not a smoker. You could actually grill on it, too. You could cook hamburgers. They got the stacks coming out of the back. There's six stacks.
There he is.
Everything that was done on this cooker is actually the way they would do it on a professional level.
Oh, we got some brisket, we got some smoked sausage, and we got Gordy the pig.
Nice.
I bet you that thing will fall right apart, right? Right? I bet you that thing is ready to fall apart, right?
Oh, absolutely. All right.
Jim put a pig in there. He's got the brisket of beef in there, and he's going to be cutting it up soon, so... looking forward to eating a little bit of pig.
64 clean, yeah.
We're going to hang out here for a little bit. We're going to have this pig that's all smoked out and enjoy the rest of the tailgate and then you head on into the game and hopefully we'll have a win today.
We're down here at Concord, North Carolina. At Stuart Haas Racing. And I got the opportunity to ride the bike that we built for him.
has mid controls and a real long front end. It's got the racing wheels in the front. Tank is very long, so you're basically leaning right on the tank while you're driving it. You know, listen, mainly we are who we are today basically due to Haas and their equipment. It's pretty much them that put us on the cutting edge.
I can't wait to see the reaction when I ride this into the shop.
We're back out here at the Stuart Haas Racing. Basically, we just unveiled the bike.
Yeah!
In front of most of the crew members and also Tony and Gene.
Yeah, not bad for a rookie.
Yeah, it's awesome. Man, when he rode that thing in, we had every employee at the shop here to see the bike come in, and it just caught us all off guard.
That is cool.
That's beautiful. I like the colors.
I mean, it's a beautiful bike, and to see this thing go from a vision and an idea to a finished product is pretty cool.
It's a single side swing arm. If you notice, there's nothing on this side, which leaves the wheel completely open. This is more aerodynamic than we usually do. We do all this by hand. All the tank and everything's done, all the sheet metal's fabricated. And then, you know, all the stuff that you look at is done with the Haas CNC machines. We machine everything on this bike. We use mid controls on this because it's more drag, and we use drag bars, so you're like leaning forward a little bit more. I think one of the coolest things on this bike is the exhaust. If you look at the exhaust, the way the exhaust comes out the back there.
It was great when Paul Sr. drove the motorcycle into the shop. We're all a bunch of gearheads here. We all love cars. We love these kind of things. We like our cars, but we love our motorcycles.
Today, with the Haas equipment that we have and the people operating the machinery, I think that, you know, it puts us up in the category of probably one of the best bike builders in the world.
Thank you.
And that's a result of it.
Wow, that's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
It's a beautiful bike.
So I hope you guys enjoy it.
You gonna let me ride this, boss?
Sure. Go for it. Let's see if you can do it. Can you reach the handlebars?
Can I reach the handlebars? Are you kidding me? I can reach the handlebars. I just don't know if I could ride it, but it feels fast. You know, the way the controls are back and then the handlebars are really got a lot of stretch to them. It's one of those bikes that you're not going to feel comfortable just riding that thing around 30, 40 mile an hour and cruising around wherever bike can look at it. You're going to want to really let it open itself up and stretch its legs out a bit.